In looking back at my podcast episodes, I realized that I probably should have started here. And what I mean by that is, why did I start this podcast? What is the purpose of it? What did I hope to accomplish with it? Who is even listening to this? And what hole am I hoping to fill in this huge podcast world that now exists? I will get into all of that and more in this episode today. It's going to be short, it's going to be quick, it's going to be easy to digest, and it'll hopefully give you inspiration to tackle any sort of project, especially one that's a passion project that you've been contemplating for a while. Let's get into it.
Who's ready for season two?
I think for years now, I had been really trying to find what my own personal niche was. And what I mean by that is, for a while, I feel like I was kind of trying on different personas as I was going through different experiences in life. When I was living in San Francisco in the marinas, when I started Tan and Wild, which is a blog that I used to run, and I really was hoping that it would take off like a gal meets glam sort of blog. That was focused largely on fashion, styling clothes, and really just more of the photos. And a lot of her photos were obviously taken by her now husband, who is her business partner, and he is basically a professional photographer. I had none of those sorts of things, so I was hiring photographers, trying to work with photographers to figure out how I could partner with them. I was wholeheartedly dedicated to this, and I was hoping that my photos would ultimately elicit people to want to buy some of the things that I was, I guess, publishing on my posts through affiliate links. And I was garnering some really cool brand partnerships. I did some brand partnerships with Charlotte Tilbury and Stella and Dot and some others. And I think ultimately nothing that I had really started, I feel like, was landing well. And I still feel that way. And maybe I'm just making some of this up in my head, and because I'm projecting this to the world, that's how it's landing. But I felt the same way with my, I felt the same way that about Tan and Wild. I felt the same about this podcast at times, even though the data proves to me that what's in my head must be getting to shift because of the numbers that I see associated with my podcast. And that's sort of how I feel about my Instagram and Golden Hour with Kylie. I think it's really hard when you're trying to figure out what your passion project should be and how you can potentially make money from it. So how do you monetize it? How do you creatively make it come to life? What are the steps that you must take? And one thing that I found is that because I am a projector, that also means that I don't necessarily need, nor should I necessarily be the one that's doing all of the work in building something. I can have the idea, I can have the vision, and then others need to help me execute. And that is one thing that's been very difficult for me, because I have been doing all of these things from scratch. So I built my old website completely by scratch. I coded every single piece of that website. I worked with countless, I mean hundreds of people who claim to be WordPress experts, wasted a ton of money trying to figure out new ways to add flair to my site, but I just could not understand how to actually do that. And even now it's hard for me to properly navigate WordPress. So Golden Hour with Kylie's blog has also kind of not really kicked up yet, because it's hard, and so I tend to avoid hard things when I don't have a specific deadline or anything, any sort of approach going against them. So that makes it a little bit difficult. But where I was going with this long roundabout story is, at the time in my life when I was living in San Francisco and I started Tan and Wild, that was also the time when I felt like I was very much focused on my physical appearance. And so that creative outlet for me felt like it should be manifesting in a way that focused on clothing. I would have my husband take photos of me walking around the streets of the marina. I was very much in the mindset of my physical appearance should be what is capturing someone's attention to draw them to my page, to my Instagram, etc. Was it truly authentic to who I was? Probably not. Did I have a specific niche? No, probably not. And as I was contemplating and recently exploring more of human design and really kind of trying to fine tune exactly what it was that I felt made me unique or me special in this huge field, I began thinking about what is the way that I can show up the most authentically when inspiration strikes, when creativity strikes, without needing to feel like I'm putting on some sort of a filter in order to get my message across in the best way possible. And for me, the way that that felt the most authentic was through a podcast where I could just talk. I could just get on the microphone as soon as I had something that I felt that I wanted to say. And from there, it would either resonate or it wouldn't, but there was no pressure behind it in my mind. And I think I've talked about this in a past episode that I had contemplated the day in which I wanted to launch my podcast. And I had worked with someone from my previous company who had given me a ton of insight into the platforms that I wanted to use, some research, etc., which was helpful because I think it was incredibly within my human design to have someone else kind of do that research for me and then me decide yes or no. That platform feels like a fit or not. And so I had planned on launching it a week prior. And then I had said, no, let's keep it to that week. But instead of launching it on Monday, I think I'll launch it on Tuesday at 9 a.m. because Tuesday feels more doable. It gives me Monday to record episodes when I'm feeling, you know, like I really need to make a statement for the week. I am feeling inspiration after coming off of a weekend where I might have not really been doing as much, or I might have been a little bit lazy. My days weren't as strict. And so it gives me a little bit of a push to say, okay, let's actually get some things done with our day. And then Tuesday, the episodes come out. And anyone who's commuting into the office then has that the rest of the week to kind of catch up on those episodes that are coming out on Tuesday. What was so serendipitous and how I ended up launching my podcast was that it fell on what became my angel numbers that I talked about months and months and months after, if not like a year after I launched the podcast. I launched the podcast on 11/22/22. And for those of you who have any sort of angel numbers, 1 and 2 are pretty much mine from either 11/12/11/11. You know, 111/222, etc. I was born at 22/22 on 6/12. Both of those are, you can get from the multiplication of 2 or the division of 2. And so that whole thing was just wild to me. And that felt very serendipitous. And my goal in launching this podcast was really to kind of break ties with the mindset that I was stuck in this place of hiding away a part of my identity that I felt like I was kind of doing a double life with when I was in the thick of my eating disorder through today. And that was something that I had only really expressed to a few people, but generally that was not something that I had ever made public, nor was it something that I ever knew that I would make public. And so the initial goal of my podcast was I wanted to have a place where I could have real, authentic conversations about topics that are not traditionally discussed, especially for millennial women, millennial moms, etc., who struggle with some of the things that I've struggled with, where topics that I've covered on my podcast have come up in countless conversations with some of my girlfriends and other women, colleagues, etc. But there is no place that we can go to actually hear about these conversations in a way that takes some of the BS and the, like, let me diagnose you out of it and just has a real conversation about what were you feeling? How did it come up? How did you know that it was that? Let's pinpoint what the root of the problem was. Let's not dance around the topic. Let's address what the topic is, why it matters, and how it can hopefully help someone move from a place of shame and a place of hiding something about their true identity to acceptance, and then use that acceptance as some sort of power to further a passion, a project, a creative endeavor, or simply just move on with your life. Because so many of us that have had any sort of issue with eating disorders, perfectionism, body dysmorphia, and those sorts of things, our experiences are all quite similar, but manifest in slightly different ways and can take on completely different, I guess, like avenues in terms of what. When you look at me, for instance, you might never know, oh, she absolutely must have dealt with some sort of an eating trauma in the past. I'm not rail thin. I don't necessarily have a body type where you would assume that trauma of any way, shape, or form has been associated with my current physical frame. But so many of those scars are there from a mental capacity and not from a physical capacity. And so I also wanted to kind of break the stigma on what traditionally appears as an eating disorder person or body, quote unquote, because I think that so many times we either are experiencing people fat shaming us, or those that are really skinny are experiencing skinny shaming, where people are asking them, do they have something wrong? Do they have an eating disorder? Why can they not gain weight? And it's completely the opposite, but it has the same sort of negative mental effect of something must be wrong with their body. Why is something wrong with my body? If I can't fix this, that means that I am damaged. And then that becomes a part of your identity. I always felt like I was the bigger one in all of my friend groups. I was taller than everyone. I will never forget being called a Jolly Green Giant from someone in middle school or high school, and it just absolutely shattering me, because I thought that they physically meant I am a giant, I am huge, and all of those adjectives I associated with my physical self, and therefore it was a degradation against how I appeared in the world, which was completely, at that point in time, it felt like outside of my control. I could not help my height. I could not help that all of the boys in our grade were smaller than me. I could not help that my frame was not as thin as others naturally, and that I was stronger, and I did have more of an athletic body type, etc. So I wanted to start this podcast and start my very first episode without a preface of here's what you can expect on this podcast. I wanted it to just be the truth that I had been experiencing for years and years and years, but had never had the opportunity to tell. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this now is because we're going on 2 years of the podcast, which is so amazing. We've reached so many countries, so many amazing cities, and hopefully this has really helped act as a source of truth and a source of consistency and a source of inspiration and motivation for those of you that are listening regularly or those of you that are just stopping by. But I wanted to reiterate what the purpose of this podcast was, why I created it in the first place, and what you can seek to gain from it in the future. When I felt like I had a little bit more time, I was doing a lot more interviews, which was so amazing. That's truly one of my favorite pieces of hosting this podcast, is getting to talk with and learn from, and also just hear stories from people that have experienced other things in life for me, because I love the perspectives that others bring, because it always brings about some sort of a state change or a step change that I want to be able to interact with for my own purposes. A new journal entry that I can take on, a new sort of meditation, a book I should read, people I should connect with online, something along those lines. And so that has been the biggest benefit for me. And I hope that some of the guests that I've had on this podcast have also helped serve you. And now when it comes to topics, you can find everything here, which I think has always been a little bit of my problem, is there's an everything sort of dilemma. I like everything. You'll hear about everything. So that doesn't totally narrow it down for you. But you can expect to hear things and topics related to manifestation, motivation, eating disorder topics, motherhood, health and wellness, motivation, business and entrepreneurship, things like spirituality and Reiki, the Akashic Records, angel numbers, your spirit guides, astrology, etc. So there is a deeply spiritual hint underlying everything that I am looking to talk about, whether it involves fitness, health, wellness, etc. And so those sorts of topics, everything at the end of the day comes back to bettering yourself or bettering others. So think about this podcast as a place where you can come and have conversations that are truly authentic in the way that they are brought to you, in the guests that I'm bringing on this podcast. We've had TikTok influencers, we've had Reiki masters, we have had mediums, we have had some incredible human design experts. We have truly, truly had the best of the best. And I have a ton of guests in my queue that I am so excited to hopefully bring on over the next like few months to a year, from a scheduling perspective. And one of the things I love the most about having guests on the show is the fact that I am very much aware that I do not know all of the things, and that you're coming to my podcast to get my perspective on things. And frankly, I feel like the majority of my listeners are
probably people that are similar to me. You're maybe a millennial, you maybe used to be a little bit wild and crazy, and now you're kind of finding that equilibrium that makes you feel happy, and that is not a bad thing. That doesn't mean that you still can't drink and go out and do whatever, even if you're a parent, but we are more curious and excited about things that have some sort of like a holistic wellness play or angle to them, because it feels good to feel good. And now we're in an era of let's not cover up what is making us feel down by drinking or doing other things. Let's actually try to get to the root of whatever makes us feel good and do that as much as we freaking can, because that is literally what life is about. And that is how I want my kids to be raised. I want them to know that when you feel good, life is good. And when you feel bad, life can feel like it's a lot to handle. And of the things that we can control in life, our emotions, the environments that we put ourselves in, the people that we have in our lives, those are things that we can control. And I just think that it's really important that as you get to this point in life, just drop the BS. Like, it is so much more fun to walk in a room being totally yourself and knowing that the people are excited to see you because they're generally and genuinely excited that you are just you and you bring your own energy, your own positivity, or your own whatever it is that makes you special and whatever it is that makes you unique. And don't let anyone else dim that sparkle. And I think that that's one of the things that I am hoping will come across in this podcast, because we all have dreams. We all have goals and plans outside of our day-to-day, outside of our 9-to-5 jobs, outside of being a parent or a spouse or whatever. There are things that lit us up beforehand that we didn't even know were possible. And I think so many of us grew up thinking that life had to be this certain way. You go to school, you get a good job, and you are successful in life if you have a job that pays you well and you went to a good college. The world is so different now, and our kids are going to grow up with the expectations that are so different than what we grew up with. And from that, I mean opportunities to make a living off of things like social media or content creation and did not exist. That was not a job. That was not something that would be feasible. Not going to college was not a conversation that was had amongst most of my friends and their parents. The expectation was you will go to college and you will get a degree, whether you wanted to or not, whether you wanted to specialize in something else or not. That was what you were going to do because that equated success. And now there are so many other opportunities to follow passions and make businesses in new and unique ways that really help you feel a strong purpose in life. And that's not to say that the traditional route is wrong by any means, because it got me to where I am today and I feel so happy with that. But the opportunities that exist for this generation, I think, will largely be driven by what lights them up. And at the end of the day, that is why I'm super passionate about human design. And that's where I feel like I have a unique role in the podcast world, because not every single one of my episodes focuses solely on the different aspects of human design. There are experts that have way more knowledge out there than me. I think that where I hopefully can bring some specificity into my niche is the fact that I do have enough knowledge to be dangerous when it comes to sharing advice on how to incorporate your human design strategy and authority into your day-to-day life and what that actually looks like when it comes to fruition, whether you are any one of the 5 energy types. But how do you incorporate that? What does it look like from a corporate perspective? I have that unique mix of having both that corporate side with the more spiritual side and the combination of the two and how it served me to get to where I am today. I think that that's a unique niche, because the majority of experts that I listen to myself are the ones that are solely focused on the spiritual side of things, but don't necessarily have the expertise in the corporate world, or they left the corporate world to solely focus on that niche, which is amazing. And that's why that's why their expertise is more defined and frankly much more expansive than mine. But I'm still in that corporate world because I like it, and I have found ways to insert the best parts of my human design into how I operate on a day-to-day basis, how I make decisions at work, how I engage with other people, how I work with executives, etc. And I think that that makes me and my advice or my tips or just the knowledge that I feel like I have to share a little bit different. So if you've come this far, bless you, because this was a little bit all over the place. But also, sometimes those are the best ones. So, to reiterate, I wanted to start this podcast because it felt like the most authentic outlet for me to share my perspective. And because I feel like there are topics that are not frequently covered, where people like myself are kind of left searching, feeling like we're alone and looking for content that speaks directly to us by someone who is just like us. And that's a void. We need people who are exactly or close enough in our realm. I'm not a multi-millionaire business owner doing all the things. I'm just figuring it out. And I think that it might be refreshing for some people who are listening to podcasts by people who say, just stick with it. Just do this. Just meditate on a cushion for a little bit, and then all of your things will become reality. No, things take time. And sometimes I think that it would be refreshing to hear from someone who's in the middle of the process, which is where I feel that I am. I'm not at the end of the road where I have the successful business and I have hundreds and thousands or millions of followers who are signing up for newsletters, etc. Hopefully that's something in the future, but I don't even have the energy for that right now. This is where I want to put my energy, because this is the avenue that feels the easiest for me to portray my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, share my advice and my tips in the format that works for me, given my current craziness of a schedule. So if you have made it this far, thank you. And I hope that you come back week after week after week and are excited to hear these episodes. If that happens to be you, please, please, please go ahead and like or subscribe. I would love to hear your feedback. And it means so much to me to know if you're enjoying these episodes. If there are guests that you would love to see on the podcast through an interview, send me an email, Kylie@goldenhourwithkylie.com. Shoot me an email. Let me know who they are. Send me their socials. But thank you so, so much for coming back to Kylie Says. See you next week. Bye.